We're in Siman Tav Samach Zayin. The Rama continues, V'yesh lahatir shar tav shilin sheyesh behen tarovos. And therefore, you can be matir other cooked foods which have a mixture, may also tav shil shel habasar, of the stuff which was cooked with that meat, shenishra b'mayim onimlag, which was soaked in cold water, or was boiled in hot water. Kach nir li, based on the sfeikos that we have addressed already. Sifyut gimel, im higilu yora michumetzes bas yoma, if you did hagala on a pot which had been used for chametz that day. The Mishnah Berurah says it must be that we are talking about where you did the Haggalah before the Zman of the Isser Chametz on Erev Pesach, because otherwise you wouldn't be allowed to be Magil Kli Ben Yomo, as we already learned in Tuf Nun Beis. The Mechaber says Ben Yomo, because if it was not Ben Yomo, if it hadn't been used, then even the water itself is going to be Mutar on Pesach, since you did the Haggalah before Pesach, and they are not Ben Yomo. However, if the Haggalah was done during Pesach, then even if the pot is not Ben Yomo, the water is going to be prohibited. So three different options. One option is where it is Eino Ben Yomo and Haggalah is being done before Erev Pesach, in which case even the water is going to be mutter. The other extreme is where you're doing it with a Ben Yomo or Eino Ben Yomo on Pesach itself, where the water is going to be prohibited. And then you have our case, what we're discussing, which must be, it's Ben Yomo, but it is before the time of the Isser Chametz. So if you do that Haggalah, and then V'yardu Hamayim Labor B'socha Pesach, and the water that you used for the Haggalah goes into a pit on Pesach, Aser Lishtos Meima B'Pesach Bishvil Shenisar, you're not allowed to drink water from that pit anymore because it got mixed up with the water which had been used for the Haggalah. The Mishnah Berurah says that the water must have fallen in on Pesach, whereas the Haggalah was before Pesach. But if the water fell in before Pesach as well, then it becomes batul b'shishim in the rest of the water, and it's going to be mutter. There are some who are machmir that even if there's shishim against it, you shouldn't use that water l'chatchila, since it's easy to find other water. So we really have four different permutations. One option is where you did the Haggalah before Erev Pesach, and it's Eino Ben Yomo, in which case the water is for sure going to be mutter. The other extreme is where the Haggalah was done on Pesach, whether it's Ben Yomo or Eino Ben Yomo, where for sure the water is going to be prohibited. And then you have the two cases that the Shulchan Aruch is discussing, where you have water, the Haggalah was done on Erev Pesach before the time of the Isser, and it's Ben Yomo. Then the question is, did the water fall in before Pesach or on Pesach? If the water fell in on Pesach, so then it is going to be prohibited, as we are discussing here. The pit is going to be prohibited because of the Taroves. But if it fell in before Pesach, so then we'll say it's Batal B'Shishim, unless there are those who are machmir to say that since you can find other water easily, it's better to find other water. Over here, the Mishnah Berurah takes the opportunity to discuss, once again, the case that we've seen earlier. If you have a piece of bread that is found in a well, are you allowed to drink from that well or not? So the Mishnah Berurah said that the water is going to be prohibited because the bread spreads throughout and it's going to be in the water. So even if it's cold water, you're probably going to be eating bread and it's going to be a problem. However, taking water from the Kinneret or some other bodies of water which are very large, where some people might throw bread into or something like that. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes that there's no Isser there, because an Isser Mashuhu is only Usser if it's an Isser Mashuhu. But if it's something which is so super tiny, where even if you gather up all that chametz that's in the water that you're drinking from, it's not going to be something that's actually visible because it's so tiny, so then it's going to be mutzer. Rav Nisham Kralitz also says we don't have to be concerned for that. And they say in the name of Chazanish as well that you don't need to be concerned for bread which might have fallen into the Kinneret or any of the water which we drink from in Eretz Yisrael or in America as well. The Mishnah Berurah adds that if you're taking from a well, again, a small well, you want to take water from a well of a non-Jew, could be he put chametz in it, so then you should filter the water before drinking it. But Me'ikar Adin, the Shulchan Aruch Rav writes that you don't have to be choshesh, because if the chashash was Me'ikar Adin, then filtering wouldn't help either, as the Mishnah Berurah says, that a filter doesn't really help you. So what we generally rely on is that the chametz is so small in any of these bodies of water that we're getting from that it's going to be okay, but some say that it's best to use a filter if possible.